Alrighty. Iodine infusion.
Okay.
Comes in a 1 ounce. It's a trace mineral. Supports iodine uptake.
Yeah, cellular functions.
Cellular functions. Can we say thyroid? I mean, every cell in the body needs iodine, but...
Yeah, metabolism is probably an easier word. But including thyroid support. Of course, some people... It's hard to say thyroid support in one sentence because people might have goiters and stuff like that. So, balances thyroid programs. Supports thyroid programs, some thyroid. You know, I've never seen it not work in any direction, up or down. So you could say normalizes iodine thyroid function for most people, something like that. Put a little caveat in there.
Okay, product description. Because iodine is utilized by every cell in the body, it's not uncommon to have a deficiency. There is mounting evidence that iodine deficiency is becoming an alarming statistic in mineral deficiency testing, in parentheses, hair. The fact that iodine is a highly valent mineral, it's important to know that it is also... to know that it also gets pushed around by chlorine and bromine, which are stronger and can displace iodine in the thyroid gland.
And fluorine.
Okay, so chlorine,
fluorine and bromine.
Oops, shoot. Chlorine, fluorine, and bromine, which are stronger and can displace iodine in the thyroid gland. Also, after an X-ray or exposure to radiation, including EMF, or air travel, ultraviolet, microwave, etc., the iodine gets used up and leads to cellular exhaustion. Iodine has been shown to become a wellness preventative, meaning that it supports so many tissues that when it is depleted, many body systems can suffer. Iodine infusion is unique because it offers a trivalent aspect for absorption. Seems to test well for everyone. Don't forget, iodine has been shown to protect upper lymph tissues, breast, in parentheses, and build spleen immunity, just as its natural function. Pairs well with immune support, VitaCare, Natural Mag, kind of all of the maintenance.
Yeah.
Like, and because this is good to use every day.
It's good for EndroCare, Daily Detox.
Natural Mag. I mean, really just...
Yeah. All of the... brain supporter. Probably more like center of, and everything else supports it.
Suggested use of... What were you going to say?
What's suggested use?
5 sprays, 3 times a day.
Yeah. One more. 3 to 5. 2 times a day. 2 times a day, 3 to 5 a day. That's good.
3 to 5 times a day? Is that what you're saying? Or?
3 to 5 sprays, 1 to 2 times a day.
Okay.
Anybody ask you what trivalent is? You want to go over that?
Yes. Trivalent.
Well, everyone is aware, or should be, that electron spin around, in quotes, the proton, which we know that's not technically true, but they should all be aware of that, has certain levels of closeness to the center of the molecule.
Has closeness?
Certain levels of closeness around the center.
Has certain
meaning a low valence is close to the center and a high valence is further out from the center. The valence
is further out.
The valence of electron flow or electron distance for all molecules is different. But the higher the valence, the more affinity for the molecule to affect other related molecules. These levels are known as shelves of otherwise called electron shelves spinning around the nucleus.
These levels are known as shelves.
Preset areas for the electrons to activate around the nucleus.
These levels are known as shelves. Preset areas.
Iodine has, this is just for your background, you don't necessarily have to explain it, but iodine has 53 electrons.
Wow.
So that's why it's important for the body, because it's loaded with stable electrons, because electrons, instant access. It's pretty hard to find a mineral that's got all that. So usually when they make it, you can't get, even one of those is a shelf. Right, so there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 shelves.
Mm.
So when you actually get it in the environment, it's not going to look like that. This is a perfect world.
Wow.
Yeah, so with a trivalent, it means that there's 3 levels that we are fairly secure in providing electrons at, for the use of the molecule.
Mm.
So trivalent means 3 shelves.
Mm-hmm.
So some iodine might only have 2, or the lower quality won't have a lot of electrons in it. So that's why it's not absorbable. Oh, I took iodine, but it didn't really matter. Well, it didn't absorb. It's because, one, it may not be absorbable. Two, it didn't have the bioelectrical nature to make it usable. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So the trivalent aspect means that there's more electrons available for use.
Mm. Yeah, that's really all I can add that in here.
That's just for your
but
background.
For teaching, yes.
That's just your background.
Mm-hmm. So what was that little bit you just said? Trivalent.
Allows more electrons available for use in the molecule. I mean, it's a little bit more complicated than that because a tissue has to have matching electrons opposite where the shelves are so they connect. So tissue X has openings for where these electrons go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lock and key.
So iodine supports energy.
100%.
So. Electron energy.
Mm-hmm. So, if you look at electromagnetism.
So, support electromagnetism.
Yeah, so it's a class 7 alpha on the periodic charts, which is it's a high vibration, highly volatile mineral. And it's right next to the gases. These are the gases. Helium, neon, xenon, fluoride, chloride, well, fluorine, chlorine, bromine, iodine. Mm. So these guys are all heavier, so they can push out against the iodine.
Wow.
So they're light. It's a light. It's not, it's almost like light in a bottle. Because it's loaded with electrons. So as a result of it, it doesn't necessarily absorb, and so people say, well, iodine isn't very absorbable. It's not absorbable because, one, the format may not have a high enough valence, and
it's too dense.
Yeah, and it doesn't have enough electrons to take the balloon up high enough,
right,
to fill all the tissues. And so when you think of contraction, iodine pushes against contraction and lifts up.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's good for lymph.
Mm-hmm.
These are contracting minerals.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the one I lost is. Germanium. It's a 32.
Germanium.
It's a 32. Dumb it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, That's why the valence is so important. And Tim goes, wait a minute. How come this is so absorbable?
Yeah. No? About that.
He says, there's nobody that this doesn't work on. I'm like, that's good to hear. But not unexpected.
So I just added to that, iodine infusion is unique because it offers a trivalent, in parentheses, allows more electrons available for use, aspect of absorption.
Perfect. That's a good way to say it.
Okay.
But the reason it's so healing is that electrons per molecule. That's a lot. And you remember in the olden days they said you could have a chloride bath to detoxify. The early naturopaths would use chloride.
Yes.
Chlorine and salt. Well, sodium is clear over here. So sodium has 11 electrons, chlorine has 17, so that makes it 28. That's why it was so good. It's got 28 electrons in a bath.
In a bath.
But you can't put iodine in a bath. One, it's too expensive. And two, they'd turn blue. That's why I like Isatis. I don't have Isatis in any of our products yet. But it was the natural bluing herb that made indigo dyes and all that. That's why Isatis is used for anti-cancer.
Oh.
I haven't put it in there because it's kind of like a FDA trigger.
Mm-hmm.
But we may put it in. I think they've pulled off on that a little bit now. But Isatis is known as bluing. And there's a new product called Methylene Blue that's out for weightlifters and sports. And they're all sporting their blue tongue. Well, this goes back to iodine. It's God's given.
Because it has 53.
And it's full on energy.
Electrons.
Yep. But that's why you could use a chlorine and a
It's full chlorine on sodium. Energy.
Yeah. And that's why I really wanted gelsemium, because it's a little bit, germanium is a little bit different because it's a 32. There you have it.
Okay, and so it pairs well with immune support, VitaCare, EndroCare.
ThyroCare. 7Cs. Of course, 7Cs does have some iodine in it naturally. And that's why 7Cs is so valuable as a mineral, because that kelp is sitting out there in the sun, absorbing sunlight all day long.
The kelp, yep. Nice, beautiful. And then I have 3 to 5 sprays, 1 to 3 times a day.
Perfect.
Can be used daily.
Yep.
All right. That's iodine infusion.
Thank you.